Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we really appreciate that. Michelle Goodman is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. You remember Michelle. She was with us a little while back. She is the author of the Anti-9-to-5 Guide. She once worked in a cubicle and said, you know what, there's got to be a better way. She went out on her own, and she became a freelance writer, and she wrote this book, and people are loving it all over the place. Michelle, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. What are people telling you about your book when they read it?
They're saying, wow, you described how I felt. I felt like I stood out like a sore thumb, and I didn't fit into my workplace, and I didn't know that I wasn't the only one, and I'm really appreciative that you've given me a kick in the pants to...
What makes people feel that way? And let me ask you a question. Is it balanced between men and women, or is it heavy one way or the other?
Well, admittedly, I am hearing from more women because my book is done by a publisher that does books for women, so it's got the four women in the title, but obviously the information applies to men and women, but...
So you think that because it says it's got a woman's picture on the cover of, and it says four women, you think that guys don't pick this up, and that's probably a good idea, but anecdotally, do you think that this is more of an issue for women than it is for men? This feeling like a sore thumb sticking out or not having confidence about themselves. What do you think?
I don't think it's more of an issue for women than men, but I do think, and not just anecdotally, I mean, there are surveys to back this up and research by credible organizations like Catalyst, the, Women in Careers research group based in New York, I believe, that say, you know, women are more likely to seek flexible and alternative work arrangements. I mean, women start businesses at twice the rate of men. And last time I checked, it was the statistic was, you know, 1 in 11 adult women is an entrepreneur. So, you know, we're the ones that are more likely to do something a little different.
I don't mean this in a stereotypical way at all, mm-hmm. Michelle. You know me. I mean, I like to point out the fun things between the sexes whenever I can.
But you're an egalitarian.
Exactly. But I'm serious about this. Is it possible that men just don't want to talk about it much?
Yes, absolutely.
And women are more likely to talk about it. And again, I mean that in a very sincere way.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the reason people feel stuck in their cubicle jobs is because, you know, you come up through high school and possibly another level of education, and you think you're supposed to go out and get a good, you know, high-earning job, you know, as high as you can earn, and that's that. And older generations are saying, well, they call it work for a reason, deal with it. So people... You know, whether they like it or not, they think, well, what's wrong with me? I'm supposed to, you know, not feel miserable about this. And, you know, men are more conditioned to be the breadwinners, and it's certainly harder to make a ton of money right out of the gate doing your own venture. So
right.
That could be part of it.
Well, I just, you know, it's just interesting that, you know, when we're talking about people in their careers,
mm-hmm.
and the last time you were here, we talked about starting a business, and
I
would like to focus a little bit on people who are in the careers, because those people who are in those careers are the ones who are thinking about starting a business. In fact, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor indicated that in the United States, 1 in 12 Americans American employee.
Mm-hmm.
Is actively planning to start a small business.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And so these are people in these cubicles you talk about, many of them are.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people will have a business that is not their full-time job and is not going to be their full-time job for a few years. Some people want to stay at the hobby level, you know, or just the side business level, and some people, you know, they're working through the process of growing it to be full time, whether that's going to take them 6 months, a year, or 3 years.
The concept of a horizon, is a very interesting thing to me. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I want to talk about this concept of a horizon, and is it different for men than it is for women, and is it different for both of them in the 21st century, and is this something that we ought to be focusing on and thinking about, and I think it's the kind of thing that you're focusing on. The book is called The Anti-9-to-5 Guide by Michelle Goodman. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, open
it. Guide.com. And they can find the book there. They can read a little bit about it there.
Yes, absolutely. And the book is available everywhere, you know, online and bookstores.
Wherever books are sold.
Yeah, you can always ask them to order it if they are out.
Absolutely. and they will. Michelle, I was talking when we went to the break about horizons.
Right.
And I'm going to set the stage here just a little bit, and I want you to talk about some of this. It seems to me, you've heard of the young people are digital natives. You've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 20th century native. You know, I spent a lot of time in the 20th century, and I'm trying to be a 21st century native as much as I can. But in my long years of observing the marketplace, when I think about the difference between men and women in the 20th century, men had a horizon of empowerment.
Right.
Women didn't have quite the horizon of empowerment that men did. In the 21st century, men have a different kind of a horizon of empowerment. They still feel like they can, you know, do whatever they want to do, but it's a different. They're different things. Women, I think, truly do have. They're especially the younger women are believing that they have the same empowerment opportunities as men do. Am I wrong about that?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, women spent the last, three or four decades trying to get an even foothold in careers, and now that they're there, they're looking beyond that. I mean, it's so prominent with the younger generations. I mean, women coming up out of school and into a career and thinking, now how am I going to blend work and family, you know, an alternative career with flexible hours or self-employment is a great way to do that, and for some reason women are gravitating to that more than men. And I mean, it's beyond just having the equal footing and the empowerment. Now they're just going, you know, let's start our own venture.
And hasn't entrepreneurship been one of the great additions to the horizon of a woman?
Oh, absolutely, because it gives you the autonomy and flexibility you might not have at a traditional job, whether you're a man or a woman. But, I mean, for women who have some unique challenges in the workplace, I may have said this last time we talked a few months ago, but, you know, entrepreneurship is a way to have more control of your wage and not be stymied by a wage gap or a glass ceiling, if that's the case in your industry or at your company.
The audiophiles use something called headroom when they talk about the impact or the power of an audio system. How much headroom is there? How far will this sound go without being distorted? And so even if I know I can go as far as I want, you know, the lower volumes have that much higher quality. And I wonder if entrepreneurship in the 21st century, Michelle, has given people who work for other people a little headroom. And here's what I mean by that. If I'm in the 20th century, if this is 1950, 60, 70, and I feel that I've got no other choice but to either work for this person, this company, or go to work for another company, I don't have much of a professional much professional headroom. But if I'm in the 21st century and I'm saying to myself, you know what, I can work here, or I can go to work for somebody else, or I can start my own business, and I have confidence that I can do that. Doesn't that have the potential potential to make me have a better perspective about the job that I have right now? If I don't feel trapped, am I not more likely to be happy with the job that I have?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you're doing something on the side, you're trying to get a business off the ground, or you're, you know, perfecting your craft or doing the research to get a business off the ground, it makes the day job more valuable to you because it's providing the income and possibly some of the seed money for the business. It's providing you with the contacts and, you know, the experience learning the skills and just everything you might need.
But even if you don't want, even if you decide not to do it,
right?
And many people want to do a small business. They plan one. They think about it all the time, but they never do it. For them, it might actually be a good exercise just to say, you know what, I could do that if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
Right.
Isn't that? What do you think?
Well, I think it's worthwhile just to not have that nagging thought hanging over your head for years. I think it's worthwhile to go through the process and try. I mean, maybe take a class with SCORE. It's 8 hours out of your weekend, maybe, or 4 hours out of your weekend, and see what's involved in running a small business, or, you know, read a book or listen to a radio show,
right,
and see if it's for you. Another way that, you know, having that headroom and the empowerment makes the day job more palatable is that, I mean, when you're doing this, when you're trying to get this thing off the ground on the side of your business, you have something to look forward to after the job. I mean, you know, if somebody's sort of disgruntled in their job, it can just feel like, you know, wake up, work, eat, go to sleep, same thing over and over every day. And, you know, and then they may be filling their evenings with, if they're not, you know, crammed with parental responsibilities, they might be filling their evenings with things that don't fulfill them either.
There's something pretty cool about entrepreneurship, whether it's in the planning stages or in the execution stages, no question about it. Stand by. Michelle Goodman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's John Cougar Mellencamp to take us out.
All my friends in the small town. My parents live in the same small town.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get.
From inside the Cuban guys, there's stuff in here for us too. Well, but did you and I talk about providing a cover for, didn't we talk about providing a dust jacket for guys?
I think we did, or something similar.
Yeah, I think you should put like a camouflage dust jacket in.
Yeah, we should put
that
you
way
on
guys
the cover.
Guys can wrap it around. It wouldn't need any words on it. Just the barcode on the back, so they could pay for it without anybody knowing. You know, and so folks, so guys, think about that. You know, pick it up and look both ways. Pick up the other dust jacket and put it on it. So, but there's some good stuff in here for guys too. Michelle, last thoughts. What do you think is the thing that career people, especially women, should they be focusing on the 21st century?
Oh boy, I think they should be focusing on having an entrepreneurial spirit, even if they're planning to stay in the, you know, corporate realm or, you know, any type of traditional job, because it's such an at-will employment society now. There's no employer loyalty anymore.
Job security is officially a myth, isn't it?
Job security is definitely a thing of the 20th century. It's gone. And so, you know, I have friends who, they get laid off after 5 years and they don't even remember how to look for a job. And, I mean, I think it's important to keep your contacts current, your resume current, keep your eyes open, and, you know, do a little schmoozing. It doesn't have to be anything traditional. It doesn't have to be uptight or anything, but go to some industry events. Go to the fun ones. You know, go to the fundraisers where there's music or something.
You know, and what I'd like to recommend people do, and do this on your own, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an employee, join the Chamber of Commerce. You'll meet lots of cool people there, lots of business owners, and you'll meet other career people there. You won't be the only career person there.
Right.
If you're an employee, join your Chamber of Commerce, and guess what else? If your company is a member of the chamber, you can probably get them to join, or you can join on their account and not pay as much money if you're required to pay. The Chamber of Commerce is a great place to meet people in business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's hundreds of organizations, there's hundreds of industry events, and, you know, take up your company's offers to send you to some of them, take up your company's offers to provide you with that free training, because you never know when you may be forced to look for a new job, not of your own volition.
Well, absolutely, and, you know, I encourage employees to get other training, and we pay for it usually. And I tell them, you know, this is me investing in your future. Wherever you go, this is the kind of training that you're going to use whoever you work for.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great.
And a lot of small business owners do that.
That's really great. Yeah. And, you know, and then when you are operating in that mode where you really are your own advocate and it's not so daunting to be on the job hunt, it becomes not so daunting to do something different, like start a small business.
And once you get into that frame of mind that you're describing, Michelle, mm-hmm. you realize that what you are is you are a functioning entity in the global marketplace. You're not an employee. Even if you are an employee of a company, you have to get the entrepreneurial attitude for even for an employee is that you are a functioning, successful entity in the global marketplace, and you have a place
right.
either where you are right now or in the next step, but you're not just part of a cog in somebody else's machinery.
Right.
You are a functioning entity. What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're more than just a slot in the whole bigger picture. I mean, you're somebody with skills to offer, and you look at yourself as a valuable commodity and do things to make yourself be positioned that way. You know, I have this extra training, and I volunteer for this extra project where I can say on my resume, you know, raised revenue by blah, 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 or whatever it is. You know, some people love to see those statistics on the resume. And, I mean, you really have to think of yourself as a small business owner in today's workforce. I mean, you are the product, as cheesy as that may sound, or as daunting that may initially sound. It's just a bit more than, you know, going and filling an application and hoping you get a job.
Absolutely.
Anything you can do to get the leg up.
Michelle, give us your website again, please.
It's anti9to5guide.com.
Anti9to5.com. The author is Michelle Goodman. She's our guest and our friend. Michelle, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, and I love your taste in music.
Thanks. We'll see you next time. Okay. Got to go for this hour, and let me remind you, folks, I'm on my way to Copenhagen, Denmark. I'll be there all next week. Thanks for letting me represent you over there, and have a great week, and I'll see you when I get back.
What do you think of when you see a Shriner? Their unique red hat? Their colorful parades? What about helping kids?
I think a lot of people think the Shriner guys have circuses and drive around in go-karts or whatever. But I don't think the nation quite gets it. You get it when you come here, though.
Shriners Hospitals provide children with some of the world's best orthopedic burn and...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.